Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, HelloFresh.
And baby, when I think about fresh, I think about the season of spring, baby. The flowers, the air, the sunshine, and the good food. And when I think about good food, I think of HelloFresh, baby.
That's right. And HelloFresh is making it easier to fit quick, home-cooked meals into your schedule every week by curating delicious recipes like pasta primavera, chicken Dijon, pecan-crusted trout, as well as over 100 seasonal snacks, sides, and treats.
In 2025, we're evolving to fit every lifestyle by bringing customers even more convenience without compromising on taste, health, or homemade quality. Our new ready-made meals offer chef-crafted, flavorful dishes that are ready in just 3 minutes, so you can dig in and get outside, get work done, or just get some me time.
And every HelloFresh meal uses high-quality ingredients, including seasonal, fresh produce, and proteins that travel from the farm to your doorstep.
And flexible deliveries that you can pause or skip when you need.
I love HelloFresh so much because it gives you absolutely everything, nothing extra, and it's just, you're not wasting any food. You're getting exactly what you need to make these beautiful meals, and they turn out exactly like the pictures. It's just a really good, rewarding feeling when you get to make a dinner, provide for your family, surprise your boyfriend, girlfriend, it doesn't matter. And HelloFresh never misses.
It just makes you feel like a five-star Michelin-star restaurant. You know what I'm saying? It makes you feel like a top-rated chef. And it's just the best way to impress somebody.
Exactly. So feel great with meals that fit into your spring schedule and make the season even more delicious. Go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM now. And you're going to get 10 free meals with a free item for life.
Exactly. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan.
Oh, you see the God. Green lights here on this podcast set today. Guys, welcome to the high episode.
Woo. The 420 special of Unfiltered.
Yup. And it's crazy that this episode, the video portion of this podcast,
is
comes
gonna
out
be up
April 20th. Uh-huh. That's nuts.
Because we were postponing this episode for a long time. We have been talking about it for over a year, wanting to see it.
A lot of people would be scared. A lot of people. I'm scared. I don't want to be high. I don't like, guys, we don't smoke. We don't smoke on our own time. We don't smoke on our free time. I probably smoked weed maybe once in the past year. And that was probably because people were around me were smoking. So I was just like, I'll take it. And then I smoke it. And then I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
So we'll see where this goes. Because this is like an episode
honestly,
dedicated.
I think we're going to wrap this episode up in an hour and a half and be like, well, that's not going out.
But I like that we're like, we're getting high and we're telling everyone we're high.
We want to get high one more time. The party for me ends tomorrow.
Is that the lady was obsessed with
that
shit?
That eats poop.
Eats poop. Oh my
but
God.
I think we have a good state of humility. We can be as crazy and open and anxious as we want to be. Because it would be the worst thing if like we showed up high and we had to record a normal episode.
Yeah.
And having to like suppress that side of God. Ourselves. But you're probably listening and watching going, are they high right now? No, we're not high.
You guys might notice Mariah's not here today. She's actually spending the time doing TikToks outside, so she's going to be missing this episode, but she she does want to let you guys know that just to have fun and have a good trip.
I respect that. I'm not going to put that on her and be like, hit it.
Get away.
Hit it, Mariah.
Because if Mariah doesn't smoke it, I don't think she wants to be around like a ton of people.
Baby, I don't smoke and I didn't want to be around.
I honestly just want to do TikToks with Mariah. I don't want to be here fucking smoking weed. But.
Yeah, she didn't want to be around it. She just like felt like she would have like anxiety and get uncomfortable. And
yeah.
Honestly, if she was sitting there sober and I was blasted out of my mind, I would be probably tripping out.
Yeah.
Like,
somebody that's not
in that space with you, knowing that they're like watching right there, it's just like,
I'd probably pause the episode every 5 minutes and be like, hey, Mariah, are you okay? Hey, Mariah, did I say something stupid?
Are we doing okay? Yeah. Do we sound dumb?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea that Mariah's not here. Actually.
I was anxious all day. I brought 3 hats because I couldn't make up my mind.
and you haven't even smoked yet.
No, I know.
And you don't have any of them on.
No, I just decided not to because I was worried like if I get high, I'm going to get all like frizzled and just like Start moving my hair around.
And Matt has like a social gathering to go to after this, so it'll be very interesting.
Oh yes, one of Patricia's friends is like having a little small hangout, and I'm gonna be stoned. And there's nothing more than I hate being around people high.
Yeah, and no one's gonna be high. I'm sure it's just gonna be
But I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna show up and be like, I'm high because of work.
because of
my job.
We contribute to society.
Just snotty.
Yeah, they're like, must be nice. How are we going to medicate, guys?
I think we have some.
We got a couple joints, right?
Yeah,
right, Devin. We got some joints.
We're gonna
oils. We're gonna smoke some Earl.
Yeah.
What's Earl? Oh, Earl. Like Earl sweatshirt?
No, oil.
Oh.
Smoke some Earl.
Oh, no. We're not doing oil, though. And we're not doing edibles either. So, don't get too excited.
I might hit some oil.
You're going to hit some oil?
I might dabble.
I might take a dab at a
Can you cook some, like, if I put, like, oil in, like, egg before I cook eggs, do I get high off eating the eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Weed oil?
Like, you put, like, you know how you put olive oil before you make eggs?
You cook the weed down into, like, the butter or the oil.
Why with the butter?
They talk about, that's some green eggs and ham, man.
Green eggs and damn.
Well, am I high? We're not even high.
Yeah, we're not high yet. Oh, my God. I'm going to be.
Can we keep, like, dragging this out, like, stalling this?
Oh, yeah. We can keep going for another 25, 30 minutes. I can keep this going.
Let's try to get as much as we can through this before we do it.
I don't want to do this.
But we're not doing edibles, though. It would take too long, too deep and heavy of a high.
We're gonna do it traditionally. We're gonna roll up a fucking blunt and do a toke, right?
Zane can't even like say it. We're gonna roll up a blunt
and fucking hit a toke. Is that how you say it?
Hit a toke.
Hit a toke.
You should do dabs, bro. Do some fucking dabs.
What in Florida?
Did you bring your zong?
Dong? A perp skirp, dude? We should box hot this studio, dude.
Have you ever done oil?
No.
It's scary, dude. I did oil in Florida, and that was Florida oil.
Like, you could smoke weed. Why does it need to be 100% potent?
It's like, okay, Heath, it's like eating chocolate. You know, sometimes you want the chocolate in cake form, sometimes you want it in ice cream form. So I think people like to have weed in different forms.
Well, like, imagine you get to enjoy an entire chocolate cake, or you get one chocolate chip cookie that's like stupid strong sweet.
Sometimes I want a chocolate chip cookie instead of a cake. You know what I'm saying?
But you just get zonked so fast. It's just
you
like
get fucking blitzed, dude.
Deflated. But I think we're gonna gradually do this. This might be like in three acts. Where
yeah,
part one.
So we really should though.
Yeah,
we'll
do
it in three acts.
Just to tease it that like we're gonna be high and then we're gonna be like pretty high.
Yeah, we're gonna
and
be.
Then we might be
a little more high.
I've seen videos of people on their stories like rolling their joints listening to this podcast.
I know. I've seen stories
people
too.
With their babies on their lap and they're just.
That is not our target audience.
Wow, our spectrum goes from fucking here to here. We're hitting everybody.
We need to have some Cremota Kush.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Let's roll the intro, baby. Right?
Oh. Roll that intro.
Roll that intro, baby. Shit. I'm hiding my fucking nervousness right now. All right. It's coffee time, baby. I think I smoked.
What?
I think I smoked too much.
You hit it like two times.
I was only supposed to take one hit, and you guys were like, "Well, we did two," and so I did another one. And then you did a third one, I was like, "Guys, that's too much because we have to keep smoking throughout the episode." And you're like, "Yeah, just do another hit." And then Heath hands me the 21% THC. You're trying to drug me.
Oh, here we go.
You were trying to drug me, and I wanted to do the 19% THC because I know that was a lower THC.
Y'all, this set is incredible.
It's really dope. Like, the lighting's pretty sick.
Because it's weird when you're in an environment, when you're high that you are normally always in, and you like see it differently.
I feel like all eyes are on me right now.
What do you mean? Our eyes are on each other. Or you mean like everyone watching?
Ew, man. Yeah, just the million people that are going to watch this.
Don't say million. That's... In case we don't hit that?
That's all right. We'll get there eventually.
Okay.
All right. So we smoked a sativa.
Why? Because I laughed and my drink went in my face.
We want to thank Lowell Farms for sponsoring.
Sending us some goodies.
Lowell Farms is like next level.
Their packaging is insane.
Oh my God.
It makes me want to start smoking weed a lot
beautiful.
Just because of their packaging.
It seems just like, oof.
Yeah, like if you got caught with that, they'd be just like, cool, man.
Respect.
Like, yeah, it's like really nice. It's like the J. Crew of weed.
All right, so welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. This is the high episode. Happy 420, y'all. Heath. This is Heath.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Zane.
Whoa, all right, where do we go? I'm just riding this rocket ship wherever we go, baby.
Hold on, I saw a really funny TikTok today of these, it were these girls that were smoking like in a parking lot, like high schoolers. And the cops like kind of pulled up and like knew they were smoking and they got out of their car and started making a TikTok.
What?
To make it seem like the cops were like, just... what are those girls doing? Oh, they're just up there. They're making a TikTok and like the cop just drives by.
That's really good.
Because a cop's like, what are these kids doing up on top of a parking structure late at night? What are they doing? They're making a TikTok.
So there's ever a time you're speeding and the cop's like, what is he doing? You just stop really quick and just make a TikTok.
I don't think that's how
it
works.
He wasn't speeding. He was just making a TikTok.
He was just trying to get to his TikTok location.
Yeah, that would work.
This is why I brought a hat, because I knew.
Now you're needing it?
Well, because like if I'm high, I'm just sitting here. I'm just sitting here just like combing my hair and just trying to be like, I'm fine.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm good.
Man, yeah,
You should do the other one.
I don't like being high.
The other
it's
hat.
So
the
it's,
blue one?
Yeah.
You think it's cooler? The thing is, this hat's kind of shaped differently. I look like a train conductor.
You kind of look like Caillou.
Caillou, yeah. The little boy?
Yeah.
Caillou's bald. He doesn't wear a hat.
No, like the colors that you have on. It's very, you just look like you're in an animation type
movie.
Oh my god.
I don't know, I look like Fix It Felix, but you know, I was so anxious today I brought three hats because I didn't know what to try.
Yeah,
on.
Well, good for you, man. Well, do you feel good? Everybody feel good?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's hitting me. Yep.
All right.
And this was a great idea.
Can I tell you guys about what happened yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so weird. We have never been high around each other.
Like I know.
We smoked way too much. We weren't supposed to get here for another 30 minutes.
You think? I don't think we're that high, but we're like, high.
I'm in the moon, but I am out of here. And like, all right. Let me tell you the story. Okay, I got some. Story time. All right, I got kidnapped by an Uber.
You got kidnapped by an Uber?
No. I was just making fun of YouTubers. I make shit like that. Okay. What happened yesterday? Oh, yesterday I was on TikTok and I saw this. It was like this guy who owns a company that makes like tables. You know those like? Have you ever seen those videos where it's like they have a wood slab and then they pour like the Uber
resin, resin in it, and they make it look like an ocean or a beach.
Okay. So fucking sick. And what popped up on my TikTok TikTok for you page was one made out of like coffee beans. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to surprise Heath. I fucked it up.
You just told you, wait, you were planning on a surprise for Heath and now you're.
Yeah.
we're high. We're going to forget. Like,
I immediately went to the website and I saw the table. There was literally, it's only one made, you know, and nobody bought it. It had like a lot of views on TikTok and nobody bought it. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe nobody bought it. I went to the website and I bought it immediately. It went through like Apple Wallet and I double clicked Face ID, boom. And I bought it. And I was sitting there. I was just like, fuck yeah, I feel good right now. Like, I just got this table. It was going viral on TikTok and I bought it. I was the one person that bought it. And I'm sitting there and I'm just like, oh my God. And then I realized that I never put in an address. I never put in like a location. I didn't put in anything that is like that you need to put in when you buy something.
Wait, you did it on Apple Pay?
It should have your location.
It should have your shipping address.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I freaked out. And then I was like, okay, where is this place? I went to the place. It showed that their location was in Quebec. Canada.
Oh boy.
And it wasn't like a small item. I got a fucking table. And I was like, there's no way they're gonna fucking ship this table.
Or it's gonna be $5,000 to ship it.
Yes. Hold on, I have a question.
So I should like hit him back and be like, hey, how much does shipping cost for this table?
Did you check your bank to see if there's like a
Well, it charged me for the table, yeah.
How much was the table?
It was like $900.
Okay. Jeez. Wait, now my question about the table. Describe the coffee beans. Like, I know the resin-filled coffee tables that make a beach or an ocean.
Like, they put the resin in, they like halfway, they put all the coffee beans, they kind of swirl around to like make it even, and then they pour more. So it's like one side is all wood and one side is all coffee beans. I know it sounds silly, but it looks so cool.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah, I have a picture.
I want to see.
Looks like we're going to Quebec. you got to learn so you're French Canadian.
We Eurotrip it. We just like get in a car. You know, we're going to pick up this table, but we don't realize we're in a car and not a truck. So we're like in this little car trying to pick up this fucking table.
They're like, c'est va, we're like, bonjour. Give us a coffee table.
So oh, they put resin, sick. And then they put the coffee beans.
That's cool.
He resin. Angle it to me.
Well, it's going to be, Mariah's going to show this on.
Wow.
I just want to see it for my reaction. There's no like studio here. Okay, this is what I was thinking. Wait, is it a river of coffee beans?
Yeah. Okay, Matt.
It's feng shui.
I liked it. It means something, especially for this room.
I wanted like them to make it look like the wood was like exploding into coffee beans, even though that makes kind of like not any sense. Like just floating coffee beans, but like in a really cool wave formation, not a riverbed of coffee beans.
This guy is not Avatar. He can't do shit like that. He's just trying to make it simple with coffee
It just looks
beans.
Like you could add some Willy Wonka like figurines. And they'd be like going down the chocolate river. Like the you have scene. A goose just gloop like going through the,
yeah,
the tube.
I guess, but yeah, I almost thought I got scammed for a second. I was like, oh my god,
can you go in and like track it and see if it's like
the thing is
or...
I tried hitting up the guy and he was like, oh no, we can ship it out to you. And I guess I should have asked how much shipping was gonna cost. I didn't like think about it too much.
Are our eyes red?
I think you're okay.
Yeah, everyone looks fine. Everyone looks pretty sober right now.
Am I okay?
I'm not okay. You guys look pretty normal.
I'm red in here.
I just get really jumpy when I'm high. I get really twitchy and like my everything starts going.
You're always twitchy though.
Yeah, but it like makes it like worse.
What I'm going through is like this. Like, oh my god, we're doing this.
It's like a vibration.
We're in this situation talking to each other in like a whole different state of mind.
I'm not gonna lie, I've never been high where I had to be fully 100% in a conversation for an hour. Because normally, like, when I'm with people and like we smoke weed, not normally because I don't do it ever, but like I would sit there and I don't talk. I just sit there and everyone else is talking. I just get to listen.
And you get to like pick and choose
now
when you want
to
jump in.
I have to be in this fucking conversation.
Yeah.
And it kills me.
That's the worst, though, is like going somewhere and like hanging out with a bunch of people who may or may not be high, but you're high,
mm-hmm.
and you have to like be normal and active in conversation. I can't imagine also like people like much respect to all the creators who like do weed actively and openly like all the time, because like I couldn't be in this state of mind like.
Oh,
like
no.
my best friend from back home, she like smokes weed every day. She actually like smokes weed before she goes to work. I'm like, how the fuck
I don't
do
get
you
how people function like this.
How do you function when you're high? Like, right now, I can't focus on anything. And like, everything that goes in my head,
I'm
forgetting.
If my mom called me right now, I couldn't have a... literally would just freeze. Like, lock up.
I would just get all chatty about, like, a certain subject. Like, do you remember where we used to live, like, over by this park?
Yeah, and
we
Matt.
Went to, she'd be like, no. Never mind. Don't put that in. Right now, I'm like having this like shit where I'm like, I'll
everything
say something,
I'm
and then
stupid.
I'm like, this, that's so stupid. Delete that,
dude. I feel like that every time. There'd be times, but like back when I lived in Florida, when I would smoke, I would be on Instagram and I would start deleting stuff
because
I was
just like,
so insecure about what I was posting. I was just like, oh, okay, delete, and then I'd look at people around me and everybody. I'd always look at people's faces to see if they were staring at me. Because when I'm high, I feel like everyone's judging me so hard.
I'm so insecure right now. I pulled out my phone to see how I looked because I couldn't. I was like, how do I even look right now?
My thing with weed is that every time I smoke, I always think there's one killer in the room and I'm trying to figure out who it is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they look like they would be down to kill me right now. I think it's them. And then like the whole night, I'll have it in the back of my mind.
You're that paranoid that someone's out to kill you?
Uh-huh.
Fuck
every
no.
time.
That's in my dreams. Matt, we were talking about like just being high yesterday. Matt was saying how it's crazy because Zane, have you ever been in a position where you go grab a cup, like just grab a cup from the table and start drinking it, and then you start thinking about how you grabbed the cup?
Yes,
yeah.
You start getting like, embarrassed.
Like the way I looked at my phone, I was like, I probably look so stupid right now. Or the way I said that word, I'm like, damn, I shouldn't have said it like that. Like,
my biggest fear is to finish this video and then see comments of like, yo, Heath was so weird when he was high. Yo, like Heath low-key is not a vibe when he's high.
We should probably turn off the comments for this episode.
This is why we needed Mariah. That's why I wanted Mariah here, because I'm like, just babysit and observe
a little bit. That's,
to see, are we being normal or are we actually like killing it?
Are we being normal? Are we good?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you sure?
Yes,
Devin's like,
no, y'all are great.
We're killing it.
Okay, good.
Somebody's killing me.
Okay, have you ever? Okay, should we talk about like? I have...
I love the way, like, I know how Matt's brains work when he's sober, but when he's...
I'm just like, it can go so many ways.
Oh God, wait. I'm overthinking everything right now.
Should we what? It's so funny when you're high, you're like, is this story so fucking stupid?
Well, like, I mean, I think we'll understand.
Okay, so one time I was in high school and there were these two guys that I knew who used to smoke weed a lot during lunch break in high school. And we had the same class. But I always thought it was so fucking cool. I was like, I wanted to like, oh, it'd be so cool to like go out and smoke with them. But there's like no freaking way I'm going.
They were the skater boys, the skaters at our school.
And they would show up like back from lunch in our class and it was like newspaper. So we would just like play on computers and just hang out and edit. But they were high and they were just, it was a lot of fun times like I had with these dudes. One day they came into class and the teacher could smell that they smelled like weed. And then we were all like in the computer lab. And the assistant principals come in, like, with, like, you know, the walkie-talkies and the keychains. Like, beep, beep, beep. Hey, yeah, we're here to see Jared and Casey. And they're like, oh, shit. And immediately I knew. I'm like, it's because they're high and they smell like weed. And it was,
and
like,
I wasn't high.
Oh, okay. So I wasn't high. And they were freaking out. And they were, like, they were one of my close friends.
Normally potheads are, like, people that smoke... Before school, they don't care. They don't care
but
about
this
shit like
time. I feel like they don't care until they think of weed. Yeah. They reeked of weed, and the teacher was like, "There's no way that like it would be like if you walked in after like hotboxing, and everybody in the room can smell it." These kids were reeked of it, so the teacher called the assistant principal. It was like the police walked in the room. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. When it's like the assistant principal,
and the assistant principal is worse than the police. Like back then, they were worse than the police.
Yes.
You'd rather have the police take you back than like the fucking principal.
And I was freaking out for them. I'm like, oh my God, this is terrible. And so they, you know, detain them, take them up to the office. Like, we think that you guys are high. And they're like, well, what makes you think that or whatever? And they're like, well, I don't know. Let me smell your fingers. And the kid told me that he, so what he did
the
was,
ultimate test.
So what he did was he stuck his fingers in his butt and wiped his fingers with his butt and gave it to the assistant principal to sniff. And she was like, he told me, that's what he did. And then,
you know what I would have done? I would have like slipped and like poked the principal in the eye.
There's a pink eye next to me.
But he was like, I need my fingers to smell like anything but weed, and just decided to like completely wipe his
quick
fingers
thinking,
in his
though.
Butt, put his hands out, and the assistant principal sniffed it and was like, well, I don't know what that is, but I'm concerned.
That's disgusting. My God. If I was
that's
the
disgusting.
That was his last like minute. Just resort. It's like, oh, I can't. It can't smell like weed.
Would you have taken a double hit on that?
Like, Wait a minute.
What kind of hashish is that?
Because what the assistant principal was going to be like, you stuck these up your ass. Like, how dare you?
No, you can't, like, accuse somebody.
Yeah, I know. Because if they did. Can you imagine the court case? I could smell that he had stuck his fingers up his butt, and maybe so he was high and he did that.
Only a high person would think of doing some shit like that.
It's a huge court case, like the town is doing. Yeah,
it's a small town, so it's like in a little like church courthouse thing. They just got up.
The whole world's tuning in about this kid who was high, who stuck his fingers up his butt.
That'd be really interesting if there was like a huge case, but it was settled in this like dinky little courthouse in like a small city, because they couldn't take it anywhere else because it happened in that county, so they had to keep it in that county. So you just see just all the fucking, the press is there, but they're wrapping around the whole building because they can, because it's so small.
It's so descriptive.
Really good imagination. No, Zane, you played out like a movie. Like,
I'm bad right now.
Do you have lemonade?
No.
Oh, I heard lemonade is like really good for you when you're high. No. It balances out your life.
I bet you Mariah has lemonade somewhere.
We don't have lemonade. Just don't.
No, you wait. No, you. I feel like every beverage is in this house.
I'm way too high. You want to do a little bit more?
So we
We did more.
We went outside. We did more. We shouldn't have done more, but we did.
Okay.
All right,
so
we have some interesting facts that are going to blow our mind. Right? That was.
Oh, we got.
Yeah, I want to hear some.
Yeah, we got some games that we're gonna play right now. So
some things to stimulate us.
My mind is playing games with me.
Yeah, we're on a boat right now. We need to keep that shit rocking.
I feel like everything's kind of in a comic book. Like it's just all like
pow,
in a, pow, pow. It's just like pow! a moment, and we're like passing through it all.
Not so much facts. They're really questions to ask you guys.
So we gotta answer them.
But listen,
just hear our thoughts.
The first question is, what's the biggest color?
Oh, like size? Easy.
Yellow.
No, but biggest.
Or, just if we're like imagining size of color.
Black.
Yellow.
Oh.
I see red.
okay, sorry. I switched mine. Black and then yellow is a second.
Or like blue.
Blue's a big one.
Because it's so vast. It's the ocean. It's like.
Okay, I think of black being space. Okay,
blue owns the biggest color ever on planet Earth.
No, think about the sun, bitch. The sun is bigger than the Earth.
Well, technically, is the water blue?
We about to get real deep.
Because that's like, it's a reflection of light and stuff.
It's like a dark,
water
dark,
isn't
dark.
Blue.
Yeah.
It looks blue because nature cannot produce blue naturally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why there's no blue fruit, no blue vegetables, no blue trees.
There's blueberries.
That's not blue though.
Yeah, it is.
No, but like, that's I've why when blue. Like people see like those blue apples on TikTok where like someone's like carving it open and everyone's like, what? Is this real? It's not, because blue is not a pigment of nature. But blue, if we look at the world, black is way bigger. Is big. I say blue.
Black is all about our space.
Black will consume you.
About the galaxy. No, black hole. Then black wins.
Yeah, black hole, you know?
Okay.
So do you guys agree that yellow is the next biggest color or blue?
I'd go blue.
Are we talking
next?
About the sun?
Yeah, think about the sun.
Yep.
The sun is so... Dude, the sun
yeah,
is bigger than...
Yeah, but it looks this big when you look at it.
What about green? Yeah, y'all didn't say green.
Well, I think
green
ahead.
Green after blue.
Green after blue, hands
100%.
Down.
Whoa, wait a fucking
the majority
second.
Of the world is blue.
We're fighting about
I'm
colors.
I'm talking about the Earth. I'm talking about the whole fucking galaxy. The sun is...
Look at
big
the sky. What color is the sky every day? It's blue.
She wore a crown and came down in a bubble, dog.
You're going to look at me and tell me that I'm wrong? Grow up, bro.
Dude,
we
green
see the sun
is
every
way
day.
Bigger than
Everybody
yellow.
Knows that the sun is fucking massive.
Okay, wait. Next, let's just move on. Let's keep going.
Hey.
Is macaroni salad a real salad?
Yes.
Do we really
yes.
want to count
because
it as a salad?
Yes, there's like veggies. Cold. There's different like veggies in there.
Yeah. Macaroni salad is a salad.
Because you can make a fruit salad.
It's not. Is it a cold pasta?
Even though the
pasta?
Base is pasta.
It's a combination of different veggies or fruits in one bowl. Like that's a salad.
You heard it here first, folks.
Oh my God, did I get that right? Let me look up salad.
Sounded really good.
Because well, what? It would be a macaroni it pasta? It's
well,
not.
Well, what about chicken salad?
You have chicken and then you have different veggies in it.
You're right.
You put
tuna salad. Yep.
Tuna salad is just tuna.
Well, the more you get into salad is the adding of like dressing.
I actually think
stuff.
Macaroni salad usually is just macaroni and then that's what they, it's like yeah. minced.
Oh, you guys want to hear what a salad salad definition is?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, can a salad be hot too or just cold?
Cold salad, hot salad. Wait, who's having a hot salad?
Well, think about it. Have you ever had a hot salad?
Hot chicken yes. on a salad?
Yeah, sure. A hot salad.
Sweet
what
green?
Salad have you had? What hot salad have you had?
Like it's real spicy.
What?
Not the spice.
No,
hot, like
I know,
a hot,
I know what you
like,
meant.
Imagine just like a hot
yes,
salad.
Yes. Like really hot kale chips in like a salad.
Oh.
I've gotten served Caesar salad that was pretty warm before. So
okay, I went
sure.
I went way too far with this. I shouldn't. I've gone too far. Okay, a salad is a cold dish of various mixtures of raw or cooked vegetables, usually seasoned with oil, vinegar, or other dressing, and sometimes accompanied by meat, fish, or other ingredients.
I didn't listen to a single thing. Okay, next question.
All right, what does water taste like?
Ooh,
wet.
Wet.
Coming
from
the Wop King himself.
I think
it tastes.
It tastes pretty neutral.
Yeah,
and. It tastes...
If you were to describe water to somebody that's never had water before, and they're
yes.
like, what does it taste
pure.
Like?
Pure.
It tastes like liquid... It tastes like liquid air.
Oh, that's a good
liquid
way.
Oxygen, in a way. You know
whoa,
what I mean?
Oh, okay. I like that.
Because we always need oxygen as we're inhaling and exhaling, and obviously that's a gas. It's like, think of it as a liquid version combined with hydrogen, and it's H2O.
Oh my God, get me that cocktail.
You know what I would say? Have you ever had juice? Yeah, I've had juice.
Take
all right, imagine
everything
that
out
with no flavor. That's, same consistency,
yes.
right?
Say that
yeah.
again.
Like think of like cranberry juice. It's like the same
I
consistency.
I see it.
You know, so I'd be
yo,
like
cranberry juice is tart as hell.
No, I'm
Like, wait, we're talking about the taste of water. Someone, and you're like, it's like cranberry juice.
Think of somebody that is
saying minus all the flavor.
No, think. All right, someone. That,
so anything.
Think of somebody that. Oh, they've never had. They've never drank anything. You
ever had coffee that take all the flavor out of it? It's every liquid.
Yeah.
So this person has never had liquid before.
Cranberry juice.
I thought they'd had every liquid except for water. Get how
you mean, like water. This obviously water is different than like orange juice. Orange juice.
Have
is
you
a
ever had
frothy.
A White Claw? Okay, well White Claw.
Minus the bubbles and the flavor.
Yes. Yes. Who are we explaining this to?
People are like, aliens are like clicking out, exit.
For the first time, who the fuck are these guys? Yeah, have you ever had cranberry? But they got the flavor. What the?
Oh my god, we're so stupid.
Okay,
all right, hit us.
You know, people are gonna love this because I feel like I've never had the most genuine laughs. Like,
I know.
In a fucking
Matt,
while and it's like
I'm telling you right now, we're gonna watch this.
It's gonna be. Shit.
We're
so
gonna
bad.
Watch this, and we're gonna be like, "Hey this guys, sorry, we have to skip this." We had to skip this week.
Oh my. No. No, there's no way. There's no way. I'm feeling pretty good about this.
Okay.
We're going to have to, yeah, we're going to have to record for like 5 hours. And kind of, okay.
Take one puffer. Take a puffer.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, great. Why are babies in the womb for 9 months, but not 9 months when they come out? I don't.
Their age. Well, it's because it's your birthday.
Yeah, it's your day of birth. I mean, what? Then everybody gets a 9. No, it averages out.
Wow.
Well, like, what? Oh, so then we get competitives about, like, were they in there the full 9 months? So, like, you get extra months of your life depending on when you were born. Obviously, the normal, it's 9 months. But then if we're holding up to that true, is like, oh, why aren't they an extra 9 months old? But, like, not everybody's born at 9 months. People are born at, like, 9 months and 14 days. 8 months and like 28 days.
Messy.
So then if we're counting then the time in the womb, wouldn't they get like bonus days of being born because they didn't fulfill that 9 months? Does that make sense? But then again, everybody would have the 9 months.
You know what doesn't make sense? When a baby fucking comes out, when a baby is like being birthed and it comes out, isn't it crazy that baby, that whole body was in the stomach?
Yes.
That's fucking nuts. Because it's normal thinking that the baby is like a little cell and it's this big, you know. But this woman is carrying a whole fucking
body. Okay, wait. Can
and
I guess one up
what?
That?
And
one
everybody that. Does it, or we all, or not everybody. Like we all came from that.
How does like, a woman twins. Hold 8 babies? Think about Kate Gosselin. No, she had 6. How does a woman hold 6 babies in her stomach at
genetics.
Once?
Genetics, like, dude. It's
6 babies at once.
Oh my god, now think
Kate
of
Gosselin, oh John god. And Kate plus 8. She had 6 babies in her
Wait,
stomach at once.
John and Kate plus 8 was that was all at once?
No, I thought no, no, it was two 6. Of them. It was 6 and then 2 were twins before the
what
6.
What about the
Octomom? Okay, so 6. So she had 6 kids, not 8 kids.
Octomom.
Yep. How do you have 8 Ooh. Babies? I just don't like because one
at
baby
full 9
one
months?
Baby is like that big. One baby's like that big. Now 8 babies. That's death. How do you survive something like that?
And how?
Chris is freaking me out. The thought.
Of wow.
But I think, never mind.
If you were born 12 years ago, how old would you be right now?
Right now? You're talking about now?
Right now.
I'd be 12.
No,
how
you,
old would you
no,
be?
No,
wow.
No.
Wow. Wow. I was to, overthinking it. 12. 12.
No, no,
oh my
no,
God.
Guys. You have to think
I
about.
I was born 12 years ago.
No, you have to think about like being born 12 years ago right now.
Like, where? How old would you be right now?
Then you're 0?
No, if you're born 12 years ago, how old would you be right now?
You guys are 12.
No, no, guys, think about it.
Okay, I'm thinking. Explain.
If you were born, say it one more time.
If you were born 12 years ago, like from where you are right now 12 years ago, think
how
about
old
it.
Would you be right now?
So we're subtracting 12 from our age?
No.
No.
Well, then what are we doing
here? I don't think that was.
Because if I was born.
Then what are we doing
then here? Then what are we doing here? Because
no,
if I was born 12 fucking years ago.
It's 12.
You're
12. It's 12.
How much time has passed?
Oh, it
12
was
years.
I know, but
oh,
a lot of people get.
With me.
Yeah, a lot of people get really like worked up about it. Especially, well, like if
no,
they get it
we
right.
Were. We you had were. Us doubting for a second. Well, then I'm like, it's 0, but then that's a stupid question.
Well, I was doubting myself too for a couple seconds too.
Yeah,
it's funny seeing people struggle with it. Like. not when you give them a hard time, but like when they're actually not getting it.
Is that the point then of that girl's TikTok? Is she was asking her boyfriend that because that is the answer, but she was trying to make it seem like to him that he was completely wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, now I get it. I was in the comments. I'm like, what is this girl doing? It seemed like a bad prank on a boyfriend. Or she tried to like set up the TikTok and ask him that clever question. You know what I mean? Like thinking she was going to stump him, but she had it wrong in her head the whole time. She asked the question wrong. I'm high.
Oh, yeah. I'm high, too. And I'm thinking about something, really. I'm worried about it. We're recording on all cameras, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Fully.
Very good.
That's good. That's important. Because can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
That's when we were watching the SNL documentary. I was
oh,
like,
my God.
Can you imagine just being an intern there and like you're printing out the papers and you just hand out the wrong script? You hand up a sketch from last week. And
Have it all written on
those people are sitting down and you printed out the wrong file. And they go, what sketch is this? And all the writers are like, you didn't print out our sketch?
We watched this documentary. James Franco like posted it like in 2013, but he filmed it in 2008. And he went like behind the scenes of SNL and like how much work, like how crazy it is the week before like Saturday, like Monday they come in after their one day break on Sunday. They have to like write the script in one day, and then the next day they have to get it like approved, and then they like do rehearsals, and
the
next day
they pitch the ideas to the celebrity guest like every week. So it's like they all have to like sit in a room with the celebrity guest and just spitball their ideas to see if that guest likes them or not.
And it's crazy because, like, you think that they have so much time. When you watch us, and I was like, oh, they had so much time to do all these bits. Oh, my God. No, it's, like, it's fucking crunch time every week. It's, like, fucking insane.
And what was interesting about the documentary is James Franco shot it in 2008. So it's, like, with, like, Seth Meyers and, like, Bill Hader and Jason Sudeikis, Kristen Wiig.
I didn't even know that they were in, like, they were writing for SNL, like, back then, like, in offices.
And John Mulaney's a writer. But James Franco filmed it all in 2008 and then released it in 2014.
This should be. I think this is worse than alcohol.
Oh my God!
This makes me actually like makes me not think straight. You know what I mean?
Like I couldn't even watch a movie right now. Like I'd be like,
I almost couldn't make it back walking from the bathroom.
Are you allowed to drive high?
I do. No. Is that,
you can drive under the influence.
How do they check people if they're high?
They probably ask them a simple question.
They don't have like a breathalyzer for
weed. If they smell anything, I think if they like smell anything or they like someone has red eyes are allowed to like, oh, wow, the flavor pineapple is really nice when you're high. I can't believe we're high. We're high.
I had some of your fries, Zane. I was really hungry.
Yo,
is there more? I was saving that.
I know, but like I needed to eat something with some sustenance. Oof.
I want Muddy Buddies.
Oh, you ha ha.
Oh, you ha ha. I want Whataburger really bad.
I want Whataburger. It's Whataburger.
That's what I did. What did I say? Water? I was drinking water and I was like, Whataburger. What a burger.
Oh. That's just why they named it that.
Whataburger. You know, wait, you've never gotten that?
Oh, my. I didn't know either.
What? Oh, yeah,
it's like
what a burger.
Just like you like it, right?
How did I not have like the brain cells to separate the three words and be like, oh?
What did you think it said? You knew it wasn't Whataburger.
No, I knew it wasn't Whataburger, but like I thought they were just like,
you know, like Whataburger.
It's like the person's name was the Whata family, and they're just like, it's Whataburger.
Mariah, cut this. This is embarrassing. No, this is embarrassing. I'm dead. How did I like not figure that out sober?
I didn't really realize Legally Blonde is called Legally Blonde because she's in law school.
Yeah.
I've known the movie for forever. I've seen it a handful of times. I was watching it the other day, and I thought, oh,
it makes
she's
sense.
In law, or it's like it's Legally Blonde because she's in law school. Never I thought it was just Legally Blonde. Like that was just a clever name.
And like Legally Blind.
I caught that around when I was like 18, 19.
Okay, well, I'm a late bloomer.
Oh shit. Oh fuck! I wrote some shit down that I want to talk about. And you knew I'd forget it. Hold on.
The pressure's on.
Oh, the pressure's on. Oh fuck. Okay. Did you guys know that they used to call like ketchup was never the word to call like what we eat ketchup right now. Do you guys know what it was called back then?
It's like tomato
sauce. Something
like tomato paste.
I don't know. Okay. They used to call ketchup catsup.
Oh, C A T S U P.
Yes.
I thought it was just another like
Because people never heard, wanted to blow your fucking minds, and well, I didn't
do that. Catsup sounds familiar. I think that's like another language, though, calls ketchup catsup. I'm pretty sure. Some country in Europe, I'm pretty sure their ketchup is called catsup. I feel like I've read that.
I'm livid right now. I was like, I told Carly. Catsup. I told Carly, I was like, I'm going to get them good with this one.
Oh, this one's going to fuck them up.
This one's going to fuck them up. Oh, my God. Okay,
catsup. Catsup. Boom. What do you think we're going to be like? You think we're going to be like, what?
Okay, a lot. You know what? Fuck you. A lot of people listening around, they're going to be like, what? They're going to have no idea that they used to call ketchup catsup.
I didn't know.
You think? You see, he didn't fucking know.
What's the other one you got?
I'm not surprised.
I didn't have another one. It was connected to... It was connected to something. It was... They used to have, like, you know, like, you write a grocery list and you, like, put it on the fridge. You know, you write it on a notepad, you put it on the fridge. You know how their, like, grocery list used to be?
Yeah.
Back in the 1900s? What was it?
Oh, wait. Well, you just added back in the 1900s.
Yeah, back in the 1900s.
What their grocery list used to be?
Yeah, like, what was it? Like, they were...
What did they write it on, or what was the list?
Like, the list that they came up with to jot down, like, items that they need to get from a grocery store.
Are we talking early 1900s?
Early 1900s.
Like before 1910.
This is good then. You don't know.
Oh, I would... I don't know.
I'm about to feel good right now. Do you know?
No.
This is how Carly found catsup, because it was on the list. And that's what they used. That's what that was the word for ketchup back then. But
so hold on, we're learning about what they used to write. So we have catsup, and now do they write on the catsup? Were they writing on, like, dried ketchup?
No. Oh, my God.
No. Okay, sorry. Okay.
What?
Carly figured out that they used to call ketchup catsup because it was on this grocery list that they used to use back in the 1900s. Like, this, like, fucking plate that they would, like, have a grocery list on.
It was, like, one person that wrote it wrong.
Oh.
No, they didn't.
So there was just a time they knew that everyone wrote it like that?
Have you ever seen...
Give me this.
Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen that?
No.
This was their grocery list back then. So they put, like, it was like a knob thing, or like it was like a switch.
And you would, like, click down what you needed.
You'd click down what you needed.
Look, pretty cool.
So that's what that story was getting.
Yeah, but you guys kept... You
and
guys
somebody
kept...
wrote ketchup as catsup, and this caused a riot? Like, what happened?
It was just, like, that's how Carly figured out that that's what they used to call ketchup.
Because she saw...
What the fuck is ketchup on this list?
It's catsup on the list.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Mariah, delete this.
How old were you guys when you first smoked weed? Like, your first time?
Well, I was, like, 11, teen and a half.
I think it was like 15.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
11?
Well, 11 teen.
11 teen.
So that's like, so think
that could be like 11 to 13. You're a preteen, I'm feeling.
The opposite of that is like 16.
Okay.
Didn't make sense.
I'm there.
When I'm high, I like to confuse people.
you just confuse yourself. I can throw up.
I like to confuse people when I'm high.
I'm at that, like, worst high where I'm trying to take myself really seriously. Like, where I'm like, I have to.
Because you're aware the cameras are on.
There's no way.
You're just.
There's no way Mariah's going to be like, ha, ha, ha. What? Mariah,
she's going to clip and just cut everything from, like, 40 minutes.
Honestly, no, I wouldn't mind it being a big mishmash of just, like, hilarious moments we had.
Oh, like, it doesn't
not
have to
like
make
it
sense.
Doesn't have to be like a full on conversation. It's the highlight reel of this madness.
It's like, no. I tried to do that too.
Because I think how we're like our segues and stuff is like bing 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 bing.
It's like a
ping
pong.
It's just like and then we're like here, and then we like float around with one thought.
Okay. Oh, this is why I'm having a bad episode. We don't have a topic.
I need a White Claw, I feel like, now to steady.
Is it going to settle you down?
It'll make me feel like more American, you know? Yeah. Just like I'm at the cookout. And
Hey, Devin, how about a cookie, huh?
Y'all want a cookie?
Oh, my God, yes, please.
We have cookies?
Yeah,
we have the Trader Joe cookies. The chocolate chip one.
I moved to
the one.
I moved this cushion over here and I went like, it was like the pillow.
Did you see the video that just came out with the monkey with the Neuralink?
Yes, and it has getting the banana smoothie and it's playing Pong with its mind. It's...
Matt, you ruined the whole story. I wanted to hear it. Cut to the chase. Right into
it. I probably sounded awful during that.
Yeah, that was bad, Matt.
I'm sorry. Do that. Matt, say it. I'm just fucking with you. Say it one more time.
I'm just fucking
with you.
Say that one.
I do imagine like 5 or 10 people listening. They're just like, what the fuck?
Let's talk about it.
No,
you,
it's just
you want to talk about the monkey?
We don't have to talk about it.
Oh, you know, dude, I can't. I think, you know what? I think I'm allergic to weed. No, I think I'm allergic to weed because I can't eat when I'm high. Like food doesn't go down my because my throat closes.
Baby,
like,
that's just cotton mouth.
No, it's just you're not like drinking water.
Me.
With how much water?
No, Matt, I like my body almost died on me when I ate an Oreo because I couldn't because it wouldn't go down my
throat.
Was
it an uh-oh Oreo?
No.
That's the commercial. You choked on an uh-oh. He couldn't find milk. I was like,
I ate a bite of the Oreo cookie, and like the Oreo went down, and immediately like it went like that, and it just stayed in my throat.
Oh, shit.
It was like a leech.
It was like a dry leech.
It wouldn't go down. I was literally hitting my throat like that, and it wouldn't go down. So like I knew that my body reacts to this in a negative way. It closes my throat,
Uh-oh, Oreo.
And it makes me delete my Instagram pictures. You know what I mean?
Got milk because he did it.
Holy shit.
Did I tell you? So 2 days ago, I thought I had cancer. I thought I had. No, you went on WebMD. No, Heath. Okay.
He scared the shit out of me, honestly.
Did you have your appointment?
I did, and I don't.
Oh,
thank God.
Insane.
Why didn't you tell me? You had cancer and I didn't know?
I thought I had cancer.
Which
is normal, though I was still like, you don't have cancer.
I don't have cancer. A couple days
we're
ago.
We're literally attacking him because he didn't tell us. It's like,
so I... Did
he not even tell you he was getting an appointment?
No, but I just think it's funny that we're like, we're attacking him.
I was like, the past 2 days. I'm like, everything's fine, right? It was like, he was like, no. And I'm like, you're talking yourself into this.
Okay.
You don't have
I
want to
give you like a quick like 2 minute rundown of like why I started like kind of freaking out.
Is this too touchy to talk about?
No. Because
this is his life.
Too touchy? It's my, yeah. It's my life. This is like what
this
I
was a real scare you went through.
So,
because it's Matt, serious.
Matt went. Okay, so I've always felt like a discomfort, like in my right nut, and like it was all my life, but like it got to the point where I just got used to it, so I forgot about the feeling of it. And then, you know, later down the road, like I've never researched it. I never bothered to research about it. I didn't want to look into it because I just didn't think it was anything. And then all of a sudden, the first time I've known of like lung cancer, breast cancer. I've known of like literally every type of cancer, but the one cancer I didn't really know about was testicular cancer. So Zach Piona, he actually just recovered yesterday, or was it today or yesterday? He recovered. He was able to, he did chemo and he was able to recover from the cancer. When he first got diagnosed, he made a post on Instagram, and that day when I read that, I was like, oh my God, testicular cancer exists. I didn't even know that was a thing. And then I started freaking out when he posted that. And then that feeling like went away really quickly. And then a week ago, I started getting these ads on my TikTok page, all over my for you page about men get testicular cancer. Make sure to go check out. Like, I was getting it more than usual. And I never typed it in before. I never.
They listen.
Yeah. And I decided to look up. I was like, oh my God, I should probably look this up. Like, because I just have had this feeling for a long time. And then I looked it up and I look up the symptoms and I literally hit like 5 of like the 9 symptoms that like this cancer had. Freaked out for the next like few days because I couldn't get an appointment until like the 3rd or 4th day. I was like my whole freak out about it. And then I went in yesterday and I got it checked up and I don't have cancer. Thank God.
That's good.
But it was like such a scare because it was like this feeling that I've always had in my nut. But like I don't have cancer. It's something else. We need to figure it out. We need to get to the bottom of this.
I know.
Of what's going on in my nut. There's a circus in there.
Big nut syndrome.
Yeah, but it's nothing like.
Go see a urologist.
Hold on, wait. This is really bad. There's a circus in my nut, and I don't know what's going on. Well, that's where
I was like, I don't think you should go too deep into your symptoms.
People are gonna be like, Zane, I think you have an STD.
It's
not cancer, it's just syphilis.
No, it's Barnum and Bailey's down there. It's going on tour. It's a 3-ring circus with lions, tigers, and bears.
Okay. I hate to ruin your guys' high. Sorry, all right. This is like continuing just for the next 30 seconds. Okay. Remember back in first season when we were talking about my nut, and I remember I was like, I went to get a physical, and my doctor told me, oh, you might want to watch out for this because you may be infertile. You may never be able to have kids. Then as soon as I left the doctor's office, I was like, fuck yeah. Oh my God. Thank God. I was freaking out. I'm good. And then it hit me and I was like, oh my God.
What that means.
Maybe it's not that. Maybe I'm just infertile. Like I just can't make any more kids. And I started freaking out. So I have an ultrasound appointment next week to see if I have it. I mean, I shouldn't say I don't have anything serious, but like I still have, like, the ultrasound is what you need to get in order to know everything. Because this was like all by eye, my primary doctor. by eye.
They're so checking for bumps, right?
He grabbed my nuts and he went, okay.
Are there bumps?
You definitely don't have cancer. But we could get you an ultrasound to make sure you go check them and make sure you're okay.
You're pregnant.
Am I not?
Yeah. There's a fetus just growing.
Yeah. Is that too much? I don't know. I mean, this is just this was what's going on in my head.
No, this is raw. It's raw as fuck. Know.
I mean, it's very, yeah, I mean, it might be a little sensitive.
It's very important to take it.
What I was feeling.
You're going through life.
And I wasn't overreacting because normally I don't take care of myself at all. No. I've busted my head 5 times and like, I just don't care about my body ever.
Listen.
But this one moment where I was just like, Zane.
Yeah.
This shit could be serious, so let's not joke around this one time. Let's take life a little bit, like, seriously. I think Matt just imagined
Matt's
me
emotional.
Dying.
Matt's emotional. No,
did you just imagine me just, like, dying?
Yeah, no, I hate that.
Okay. Yeah.
I imagine that sometimes, too. It's really sad.
Yeah.
Okay, we're about to play a game.
Okay.
Devin is going
to... I love games.
Devin is going to name, like, a category, and you have to name as many of it as you can in that category, and you only have 30 seconds.
Okay.
All right, Heath, name as many desserts in 30 seconds as you can. Go.
Mousse, cheesecake, ice cream, brownies, blondies, icing, cookies.
Icing.
Whipped cream.
Desserts.
But you could eat it as dessert.
It is not really. Come on.
We're talking desserts right now.
23, 24, 25. 5 seconds left.
Pudding.
You kind of went into like the icing and the whipped cream. I was
strawberry cake, cheesecake, carrot cake.
Oh, that's cheating.
Tiramisu.
Crumble.
How is that cheating?
Red velvet.
That's all I have.
All right, Zane.
Oh, I'm being rude. I'm being rude.
I couldn't think of any more, so I just went
down. It happens. We're high.
You're just about to go, sugar.
Icing.
Sugar, flour, all cake ingredients. Sugar, flour, eggs.
You're breaking it down.
Whatever.
You're bringing it down.
I'm not gonna get more than 3.
Yeah, all right. Put him on the spot.
You got this, Zane. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Name as many pizza toppings in 30 seconds as you can. Perfect. Go.
Mushrooms, olives, onions, pepperoni, cheese, marinara sauce, garlic.
He's breaking it down.
crust. peppers. Cilantro. I can name every eggplant. We got zucchini, squash, pineapple, ham, turkey, sausage.
Oh, he's on the roll.
You already said sausage.
No.
No.
What you got? It's a turkey
sausage. I think he said sausage.
Turkey sausage. That's one too. Damn.
Bacon. We got salami. We got habanero sauce.
Habanero sauce.
Baby, we got herbs. We got spices.
What are we at on time?
I was so intrigued. I just kept letting it go.
It was fun watching it go.
I was just like, yes, yeah, same. Yeah.
At least the question wasn't how many ways to bake a pizza.
Zane got baked 18 pizza toppings.
Oh, you heard that, Heath?
That was pretty good.
18.
Wow. All right, Matt. Oh, you got a fun
that, that one.
One
wasn't really fair because you could put anything on a pizza.
I know. Habanero sauce.
The sign.
All right, Matt, ready?
Yeah.
Name as many ways of saying the word weed in 30 seconds as you can. Go.
Oh,
and he wanted to make fun of me.
Wait, herb.
Cream.
Wait, herb. Good. Good. So, that good, good.
Okay. Good, good, good.
Perp, ganja, the devil's lettuce, some of that stank stank, some of that dank, sour diesel, cryptochronicunnelite, death, and time.
Marijuana, you didn't even say.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
It was not types
pot,
of weed.
Was pot. That good or was that bad?
Hold on, types of weed or different? No, different ways to
different
say weed.
Different ways of saying weed.
Weed, yeah.
Yeah. He did good. Perp. You did good. You got
that perp. Good. That skirp skirp.
Perp, I didn't expect. Devil's sleep. Lettuce.
I'm surprised you didn't say sheesh.
Wait, was that good?
Yeah, it was really good. Right. Two, really four, good. Six, good eight.
But like, I feel like the most inexperienced smoker. I felt like I was at a party. Well, Matt, I felt like I was at a party smoke. Trying to freestyle, but coming up like the word. That perp, skirp, dank, sour, diesel.
Oh, boy.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, Heath, you ready?
Yeah.
Shit.
Heath Hussar, name as many Dwayne The Rock Johnson movies in 30 seconds
oh
as you can.
God. I can't literally that's can't a good do that.
One. He, Dwayne Johnson is The Rock.
I know.
Come on. You want to go?
I take this
I got phone Central phone Intelligence.
Line? The Scorpion.
Moana.
The Scorpion King. The Tooth Fairy.
Walking Tall.
Jumanji 1. Jumanji 2. Walking Tall. Great one. Fast and the Furious Spot. Fast 6.
Dawson and Scott.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, the other guys.
Kevin, the other guys. Guys. The one with
time.
Kevin Hart. Shit.
The Tooth Fairy movie.
Wow, I kind of thought you would. Nah. That's why I gave
that was
one
a
to
group
you.
Effort.
That was a group
but effort. That was more like a Zayn and Matt.
I'm not
effort.
Like a really big like movie. Like I literally you can't know, go on that's playing okay. movies.
Man,
but
man, it happens. It happens.
Thanks for taking it.
Give me one of those, man.
It happens. Zayn, name as many animals you could find in the zoo.
Oh, gorilla, monkey, giraffe. Lion, tigers, bears, oh my. We got elephants. We got saber-tooth tigers.
Oh,
nope. No, that's not. That's not.
Flamingos.
We got flamingos. We got parakeets. We got birds.
Kids, step away from the saber-tooth tiger.
We got butterflies. We got sharks, because they can be in the zoo too. We got sharks. We got fishes. We got stingrays. We got platypuses.
Wait, so fishes, sharks, do we really want to count that to the zoo?
That was a category within a category.
Versus aquarium?
A zoo is a land
they
of
like
animals.
Animals.
Good thing amoebas.
Animals.
Bacteria.
Oh,
fish.
Bacteria.
Bugs. Algae.
Bugs.
We got fleas because dogs are at the zoo.
Plants.
We got-
Zayn is clearly the champion of this game.
Okay, we're just going to, yeah.
Wow, yeah, no, never again.
This?
Yeah.
No, I'm.
It felt like work in my head.
Yeah, it was. It was like homework.
It was exhausting.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know how people can do this.
I had to put like extra energy because I had to make up for me being high. So I was like more trying to be on top of how I was feeling.
Yeah.
And it was exhausting.
I felt so out of like I don't know so out of body. Like I like I don't know really.
But you know what? I could see myself because I think the older I get, I think weed is. Like not as bad anymore for me.
Like you feel like you're getting better when you're on it.
Yeah, like I feel like when I'm like 40 years old, weed's gonna be really good. But like I think when I was young and like growing up, like 18, 19, 20, smoking weed with all my friends, I was freaking out. Like I was like,
paranoid of your parents.
I remember smoking weed and like then I go to sleep, so I'd be in bed and I feel like a steamroller is crushing my legs. And like, he, no. I'm like dead ass serious of like how, like I was in pain when I was high. Like, I would feel, like, I would be like this in my bed, like, oh, like, it was crushing, like, my legs felt like it was being crushed.
Yeah, when I was younger getting high, I realized I was freaking myself out, but, like, convincing myself that it was fun.
I've been there before where, like, my backbones felt like they were just broken, like, lying down, and you're just, like...
You feel so weak. You don't feel real when
but
you're,
then,
like,
but
high.
Then when you start, like, thinking about it more, and then it, like, becomes even more real and worse.
Yeah. Mariah,
help. I think I need to call 911.
You know what? I'm surprised I'm not that, like, I smoked a lot, but I'm surprised I'm not, like,
even more.
I don't want to go talk to people, and I gotta go talk to people.
Heath, how are you feeling now? Would you ever do this again?
No.
It's not fun.
If I knew I had to do this to, like, every single episode from now on, I don't think the show would be done.
It'd be done.
I couldn't.
I guess, like, you can really get used to this, but
it would take me a long time. Like, it's crazy when I drink, how, like, I'm on, like, the far left spectrum, and then when I'm on weed, complete opposite. Like, I'm my worst self when I'm high and my best self when I'm
drunk. I feel so far away from myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I feel far away from, like, my, like, own self.
Like, remember Get Out when he's sunk in the chair?
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel every time I take one little hit and I'm, like, out of the, like, I'm, my friends are not there anymore. Now, like, I have to overthink everything. Are you golfing today?
No, I just didn't have anything that was clean.
No.
Who won, like, the Masters?
Hideki.
Oh, shit.
Hedaya.
No, I should have.
First
known
Japanese guy to ever win it.
It was a Super Bowl for golf.
For golf?
Golf?
This feels. All right. I don't think I can do it.
All right. I think we're done with the high ups.
We've reached the end of this going.
And the party
that
ends.
That sounded
here.
So fucking stupid. God, I hate being high. God, you're like, hey, we've reached the end of this joint. And then right after you say that, you're like, that was the stupidest
why did I
thing
say
I could have said. Oh shit.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning into our 420 episode. We hope you enjoy it.
We're not normally like this.
Let us know if you want to see this again.
No,
there's
no
way. There's no way you want to see this shit again. But yeah, you can check out our audio form of this podcast every Mondays. On Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, all that shit. And then the video form of this podcast is up on Tuesdays on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
And if you guys want to check out our coffee, it's cremotacoffee.com. We've got a couple new flavors out. We got the decaf and the sweet butter hazelnut. So make sure to check that out. We got our new mug in stock.
Look at us being we're trying to keep our composure.
What?
We're trying to keep our composure just to promote this. Like, we switched up like we're doing an ad read. And guys, you can check out the we have the new mugs on.
Baby, we're doing a promotion.
Girl.
And we also have
girl,
the
let
Tumblr.
Me give you a kiss.
What?
The guy on QVC was like, a girl, let me,
oh,
give
girl,
you a
let
kiss.
Me get a kiss.
And slips and falls. Good.
We Sorry. Also, guys, a lot of you don't know because it's at the end of our website, but we have the tumblers, and these are fucking sick. It's like, it's a perfect, like, one cup of coffee.
Jesus. All right, guys. Go to cremota.com to check it out, and we will see you guys next week.
These are my favorite cups to drink out of the coffee with. So yeah, make sure to check that out.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, HelloFresh.
And baby, when I think about fresh, I think about the season of spring, baby. The flowers, the air, the sunshine, and the good food. And when I think about good food, I think of HelloFresh, baby.
That's right. And HelloFresh is making it easier to fit quick, home-cooked meals into your schedule every week by curating delicious recipes like pasta primavera, chicken Dijon, pecan crusted trout, as well as over 100 seasonal snacks, sides, and treats.
In 2025, we're evolving to fit every lifestyle by bringing customers even more convenience without compromising on taste, health, or homemade quality. Our new ready-made meals offer chef-crafted, flavorful dishes that are ready in just 3 minutes, so you can dig in and get outside, get work done, or just get some me time.
And every HelloFresh meal uses high-quality ingredients, including seasonal, fresh produce, and proteins that travel from the farm to your doorstep.
And flexible deliveries that you can pause or skip when you need.
I love HelloFresh so much because it gives you absolutely everything, nothing extra, and it's just, you're not wasting any food. You're getting exactly what you need to make these beautiful meals, and they turn out exactly like the pictures. It's just a really good, rewarding feeling when you get to make a dinner, provide for your family, surprise your boyfriend, girlfriend, it doesn't matter. and HelloFresh never misses.
It just makes you feel like a five-star Michelin-star restaurant, you know what I'm saying? It makes you feel like a top-rated chef, and it's just the best way to impress somebody.
Exactly. So feel great with meals that fit into your spring schedule and make the season even more delicious. Go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM now, and you're going to get 10 free meals with a free item for life.
Exactly. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.